This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Ed, wipe off the PB blaster on my hands. That PB blaster lubricant, it's awesome. Multiple lubricant spray sitting in this Buick 66, I believe, right? Eddie, the engine emailer's in the house sitting to the left. They snuck in a Buick Riviera seat that swivels, you know. I love it, love it, love it. Oh, it's a good swiveling little chair here if I can get it to lock. It's old, but it smells good. That's all it's about. Welcome into Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans, sitting in the Buick Riviera seat that swivels, of course, right here in the Greasy Garage Studio in Boise, Idaho, live. Ice equals 777,000. Record production, folks. And this company's been around for 65 years. Hang on, because that story, ICE, internal combustion engines. It's not all about electric, is it? No, not with this company. Got some great news there for you on what this what the whole staff did and where they did it in the United States of America. Now, here's another question for you. This hour, we're going to talk a little bit about another type of fuel. You know, you've got gasoline. Then you got electric fuel, right? Then you got hydrogen. How much does it really cost to fill up a hydrogen tank on an automobile? I've got some real numbers from a Honda Clarity. Yep, Honda Clarity. Real car, burning hydrogen. Stay tuned for that. But first, looks like we got email. Yes, let's do it. Eddie, the engine emailer, is in the house with the email bag on his lap. Thank you. Can I dive in? Okay, I'm going to dive in. Yes, Eddie, I appreciate it. I bet you really appreciate me wadding all these up just to get one. Okay, there you go. There's an email for you. I got it. Thanks, Eddie. Yes, folks, email me. Eddie, the engine emailer, will take care of your emails. If you have a 911 email and you need help now, put 911 on it, and he'll get it to me right away. I've got quite a few we're going to get to. And I also, along with our what's the best color for the color for a vehicle, I've got a lot of stories there, and some of you have asked me some car questions there. So just all I ask, be patient. I'll get to your car questions, and we'll get you fixed, okay? But 911, Eddie pulls those out right away, and I get to them. This one I can read. If you do not want me to read your email live on the air, just let me know, and I will not talk anything about your email behind the silver microphone. But I still will definitely help you. 48-plus years now, being a certified, master certified ASE technician. A lot of stuff there in one sentence. I want you to look for the little blue star with the ASE in it. Automotive Service Excellence is what that is, period. In your parts stores, behind the counter, you'll see them standing right there. Hopefully those parts stores have framed them. Your detail shops, your repair shops, your tranny shops, your brake shops, your tire shops, your upholstery shops will even have an ASE, Blue Star Certificate. Let's do it. Got Randy right here for the very first email. He says, "Hi, Mark. Great times listening to you every week. Thank you, Randy. Appreciate that. Thanks for being here." Absolutely. He says, "I'm tuning in from Bloomington, Indiana." Awesome. "You've talked about the cloudy headlight lens before on your show and all the tricks to clean them up. I've Googled lens replacement and how to do it. Do you recommend this or do you just replace the complete assembly? Thanks, Mark." Randy, listening to you right there in Bloomington, Indiana. Randy, appreciate it. Let's do a shout-out right off the bat. Dashboard Daniel, thank you. He's got that horn right there on the GCN 2800 mixer machine. Do a shout-out to one of our great Auto World affiliates right there. WGCL, Bloomington's Voice. That's right, Bloomington's Voice, WGCL, AM 1370 and FM 98.7, right there in Elliottsville, Nashville, Greenwood, yeah, Bedford, Columbus, and Bloomington, Indiana. Good to have all you along, folks. And if I didn't mention your town like the song we had earlier with Johnny Cash, I'm still thinking of you, and I appreciate you listening. Thank you. Randy? Yes. You can replace the lenses. I've done it. I really do like to replace lenses over taking the Colgate toothpaste. Now, you know, talk about a Band-Aid, huh? Yeah, that little tip I always mentioned before, and Mother's, of course, and Meguiar sells a headlight restoring type of kit. We can take Colgate toothpaste and scrub them down, but you need a heat gun, Randy. You need a heat gun, and you have to buy the lenses. And you can go to Google, and you can buy them on Amazon, etc., online, .com, interweb, internet. But those lenses, those plastic lenses, folks, Randy, it's tongue and groove. The plastic lens is the male, and the body that you're putting it into is female. It's a tongue and groove type system. And what that is it's got a rope type style of glue gumbo. You take a heat gun, Randy, you got to pull the whole headlight assembly out, put it in your lap, get the heat gun, and you have to go around with the heat gun where that seam is all the way around that plastic lens and heat it up just enough. Now, without burning yourself, of course, Randy. And what that does is it softens up the gumbo. Yeah. It's like a rubberish type of glue, weather stripping that isn't designed to stay permanent. So when you heat it up with a heat gun, what ends up happening is you can now just grab the plastic lens and grab the black bottom part and just pull the lens right out of that tongue and groove area. And then once you have it soft, you can pull that lens right out and you're good to go. Throw that lens away and get the brand new one. Now you need to buy the new gumbo though, the new gumbo stuff there also with the lens. Buy more than you think you need. Measure it in inches. Buy 22 inches if you think you only need 15, okay? Because it shrinks. Clean the, route out the female tongue and groove again, route out the female edge, get it all nice and clean, and then put the new gumbo in the crack, period. Get ready with the heat gun. I usually do two heat guns, and I'm going around there. You got to warm it all up, both guns, both hands are full, right and left hand, warming that area up with the gumbo in there. It softens it up enough, Randy, then you just push the plastic lens in there. Push hard, man. And that's it. You're done. And you've got brand new lenses. And they're cheap, aren't they? You probably found that out. Hopefully that all makes sense, Randy. Give me a follow-up email if you would. I do appreciate it. We'll get you, you know, so you can see again. Well, your car can see again. Makes it where you can see again. Randy, thank you. Got a little gift bag for you. No, I can't put lenses in it today, but I do have some other goodies from Wash Drops and Solution Finish, Meguiar's, Mother's, and a little secret surprise in there for you, too. Thanks for listening to me, Auto World, on WGCL, Bloomington's Voice, AM 1370 and FM 98.7. That's how you do it, folks. Thank you, Randy. Gosh, lenses, I hate them when you can't see. With that, let's go live to the phones and talk to Danny. He's got a little problem with a Honda. Hi, Danny. Welcome to Auto World.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Thank you.
I've got a Honda Accord 92, and it was overheating, and I took it into a backyard mechanic, and he said the thermostat he replaced. And I found out the part's only like $10 to $15, and he charged me $150. And someone said it's like a half-hour job. I just wondered if I got overcharged or.
Oh, now the main thing though, Dan, I want to make sure that is it working correctly?
Yeah, it seems to be fine.
Okay, couple things I want to talk about. We're gonna have to go to a break here real quick. Can you hold over the break?
Yes. Yeah, sure.
Awesome. You bet, Dan. I appreciate it. What station are you listening to me on in Idaho?
KBOI.
Awesome. I appreciate it, Danny. We'll be right back, okay?
You bet. Okay.
We'll get the real numbers for Danny and some more good things about thermostats. Love it. Appreciate it. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, cause I'll have the only one there is around.
Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psychobilly Cadillac. Come on. This is the Cottonmouth, a negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider.
Right
up to the factory and picked it up.
Well, you do get a better price if you go to the factory, but the days of the CB, we all had those nicknames. Hey, wait a minute. We have those nicknames right now, don't we? Instagram, we have a nickname on. The blogs, we have a nickname. Okay, nicknames. Do you have a name on your car yet? Coming up here on the second hour of Auto World, I've got a recall alert. And if we have time, I have a bonus recall. Oh, that's all we wanted to really hear about, a bonus recall. Yes, kind of foggy kind of a recall. Give you a little bit of a clue. But let's go. Let's do it. Let's get back to Danny. He's live listening to us right here on KBOI News Talk, KBOI AM 670 and 93.1 FM. Danny, great. If you would, ask me that same question again.
Okay, I had a thermostat replaced, and I got charged $150, and a friend of mine said it's a half-hour job, and the parts should only be like $10 to $15. I just, seems like I got charged double.
Right. Okay, now, you called at the right time, because I had time to go on my commercial account at my parts store and look up flat rate.
Uh-huh.
Now, you're probably familiar with flat rate. Or no.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Flat rate is it's a standard that we all use in the automotive industry, body shops, repair shops, training shops. Oh, we all use that. And so the flat rate says, okay, it says, well, for example, 1992 Honda Accord is what you own?
Yep.
Okay. The flat rate is 0.7 of an hour is what it shows. So most mechanics will say, okay, I have to charge Danny, how much is he an hour?
$90.
$90.
Yeah.
So, if I get my calculator, if I go 0.7 times 90, which I'm doing, it's $63 labor.
Right.
Now I'm looking at thermostats over, they're not a sponsor or anything, but I use them, AutoZone. And I'm looking at my commercial account I have, and there's quite a few different types of thermostats that he could put in there. Meaning that it's 180 degree thermostat, of course, but you can get the gold Duralast that's $17.50, or you can go cheap, Danny, and just get the regular Duralast at $11.
Right.
So there's a little difference there. Or you can go full blast, and he could have put a fail safe thermostat in there for $21.
Uh-huh.
Now let's add some antifreeze to that too, though. He probably spilled antifreeze.
Okay.
So yeah. How much is antifreeze a gallon?
About $20 or so.
Yeah. Did he state that he put new antifreeze in the whole entire car too? He might.
No, he didn't. He didn't. He didn't say what he did. He probably had to check it out and all that. But
yeah.
He probably checked out the radiator to make sure the radiator was working.
Right. I feel, Danny. Okay. By the time we $63 labor. On the flat rate schedule.
Right.
Let's say he put the cheap one in, $12.
Okay.
And then he put a half a gallon of antifreeze in there because it spilled half a gallon out for sure.
Yeah.
What are we up to now?
Oh, close to $100, yeah.
Yeah, we're there. Now, you got to remember, and I appreciate you calling, I really do, because technicians, we have to charge diagnostic time.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, it's because it's not, I know for a fact, I know that the thermostat's bad.
Right.
Because of what it's doing.
Right.
But like I've always said to clients, when they call and they tell me that my thermostat's bad, replace the thermostat, Mark.
Yeah.
And if I don't go and diagnose it first and just do what they ask me to do and it's still overheating, I'm in trouble.
Right. Well,
so I have
I asked him if the water pump was okay, and he said, well, it's not leaking. So,
okay.
And then my overflow, the hose going on to the top where you fill up the overflow has always been broken, and I duct taped it on there, but it was still not functional. Do I need to get that fixed, the hose on the fitting?
Okay, now a couple things here. Radiator cap, how old is that?
It's pretty good. It's okay.
Okay. Because in that year, 1992, all that plastic overflow bottle is, or a burp bottle, the EPA came down in those years. That's all that bottle's supposed to do. It will not siphon antifreeze or coolant out of that bottle and put it back up into the radiator. All okay. that's there for is EPA said we do not want any antifreeze leaking on our roads out there.
Oh,
so
okay.
what they, yeah. So what they did is they put burp bottles, they called them, and overflow bottles, overflow, and that means that if that thermostat sticks on you and causes a steam engine, you know, causes steam, and then that radiator cap can only put up with how many pounds?
Right.
What's the number, do you think?
I'm not sure on that.
Yeah, 6.5 pounds. Some of them are all the way up to 12 pounds. It depends on the year, make, and model. But if you get a thermostat that sticks, it's bad, it sticks, and it doesn't open up, all of a sudden you got yourself a steam engine, it's blowing up, and it's blowing some pressure. That radiator cap opens it up because it does not want to have that pressure in the system. They did that purposely so you don't blow a head gasket. And then all that antifreeze then, instead of going out the out like my old 60s cars, it goes out that rubber tube and goes down on the highway, where yours has an overflow bottle. So, yeah, I would put a new overflow rubber hose on it. Yeah, get rid of the duct tape because eventually, you know, it's going to fall off anyway. And we don't want antifreeze on the ground.
Okay, I think it's the fitting where the rubber hose goes into it. I think the fitting's bad or something. Or do I have to replace the whole canister there? Or,
no, you shouldn't have to. You shouldn't have to. And you're old enough in 1992, too, Danny, that, well, let's see, you're in Boise here, so you could run over to Pick Apart over on State Street.
Okay.
Which is basically a recycle yard, you know, junkyard. Okay. They'll have that Honda out there, and they'll have that overflow and that tube and everything there, and he'll probably throw you, Aaron over there, probably throw you a $3 deal, you know?
Okay. Pretty cheap. What's it called?
It's called Pick Apart. Pick Apart. It used to be the Barter Madsen's on State Street.
Oh, okay. I know where that is.
Yeah. Yeah, Pick Apart. They had Salvi bought it and changed it and all that, but
okay.
Yeah. And that's go ahead.
How about you're talking about power windows? My my back driver's side doesn't work at all, and then the power window on the driver's window just goes down two, 3 inches and stops, and it will go back up, but. Is that a very, very big job to replace? Do you have to replace the motor on those or what?
No, that's not bad at all. Danny, can you hold on again?
Yeah,
I'd love to talk a little bit about this too through our next break, and then you bet I'll put you on hold. We'll be right back. We want the window up because, Danny, we don't want you to get wet. We're going into a little bit of a rainy season here in the Boise, Idaho area. So, yeah, we'll be right back, folks. Appreciate it. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
News update.
Michigan's up, and we're going to have a tremendous success there. And then we have a thing called Super Tuesday And I think we're leading 91-7.
Donald Trump wins the Republican South Carolina primary, and despite her loss in her home state, Nikki Haley says she's staying in the race. Next stop, Michigan. The primary there on Tuesday.
In the next 10 days, another 21 states and territories will speak. They have the right to a real choice.
President Biden and First Lady Jill, along with Vice President Kamala Harris and her husband, hosting a black tie dinner at the White House Saturday night for the nation's governors.
Here's the possibilities. Possibilities, because I have never been more optimistic in my life about the prospects, what we can do if we just work together. There's nothing beyond our capacity.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25-50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Road 66.
Welcome back into the studio with me. Sitting on a Buick Riviera seat. Oh, the smell of the recycled parts from the junkyard, recycle yard, boneyard. Quite a few names for him now. Talking about a little bit about Pick Apart, actually, with Danny here. He's listening to us on News Talk, KBOI, AM 670 and 93.1 FM. Danny, appreciate you holding on. Now, you had another question about, you got power windows? Are they going up or down?
Yeah, the two left sides, the driver's side and then the driver's side in the back. The back one doesn't work at all, and the driver's side only goes down about 3 inches, and it will go back up, but that's as far as it goes down.
And it goes real slow, probably, doesn't it?
Yeah, pretty slow. Well,
Yeah,
it's pretty close to normal, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. Now, there's a couple things. It's 92 Honda Accord. Kind of refresh everybody's memory. Mine, too. How many miles do you have on it?
150.
Bingo. The slot machine. Yep, the slot machine's got some high numbers on there.
What
we've got more than likely. Here's a little trick I want you to do first on the rear door. If you possibly... Now, first off, Honda Accord, you do have the window control module on the driver's door that has a button for every window, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Here's a little trick I want you to do. I want you to see if you can get one of your friends, on the rear door. Uh-huh. Have that person get in the car. I want you in the driver's seat with the driver's door closed, and I want you to. Now we're trying to get the window down because it's up, right?
Right.
Okay. We just want to see if the motor's working and see if there's power there. You haven't checked fuses or anything, have you? Okay. The fuses, there's one fuse for all windows.
Oh, okay.
So if you've got power to the driver's window and it's going up down just a little bit, good. But the motors are old. The motors, you got a positive and a negative there on the armature in the little bitty motors in there.
Yeah.
And so they're flat, Danny. There's a thrust stroke to that. So anyway, what I want you to do, you don't have door panels off or anything like that, right? Okay. Get somebody in the back seat. Let them sit there with that door. I want you in the driver's seat, and I want you to push the button on that driver's window module on the driver's door down, asking that window on that door that's not coming down to come down. Hold that all the way down for me while that person in the back seat slamming that door.
Oh.
And all I'm asking is that person back there slamming the door, just bam, 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 bam. That is jolting the motor, causing the motor armature to spin, causing the motor to work, causing the window to go down.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now, if that happens, which I'm pretty sure it will after 150,000 miles, it's worn out. The motor's worn out. And so that's what you need to replace is the motor. And if it doesn't move at all, or if it doesn't even want to come down by just a centimeter, just a little bit, then we need to check the wiring. And you got to take the side panel off, get in there with a test light, see if there's power to the motor first off. Because you could have, you know, they do get pinched coming in, opening and closing the doors all the time. Especially on the driver's door is the one that gets used the most. So, but on your driver's door, it's only going down a couple inches. You've got a track issue there is what my educated guess is. You got a track issue. So what I want you to do there, if you can get that down just by about 2 inches like you stated there, Danny, and then get a flashlight and just look down through there where that track's going and see if the felt or the molding has kind of come out a little bit.
Okay.
And that motor is designed to not go through. It has to move easy, and if it doesn't move easy, it will not finish its job and go all the way down like that.
Okay.
So,
all right.
But remember one thing: 150,000 miles. You probably got some motors that are.
Yeah.
Or yeah. And the thing with the slam of the door, you know. Let's say you never had anybody ever put the windows down in a 1992 Honda Accord in the back. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The moisture, the mildew, the humidity, you and I are living in four season state here in Boise, Idaho. This is for everybody.
Right.
Because if you do not use the motors,
mm-hmm.
you will I guarantee the armature, the positive side of the armature will have surface rust on it. It will not work again.
Okay.
Yeah.
One other question real quick. I got a 93 Chevy 3/4 ton truck, and the windshield's pretty cracked, and I can see okay through. It's not cracked where I look out on the driver's side, but it's cracked pretty good in the middle and on the passenger side. Is that a reason to get a ticket or?
Well, yeah, you want to get that thing out of there.
Okay.
And get a new windshield. And by the way, Fast Glass, again, not a sponsor here. They might be on KBOI, but Fast Glass out on South Cole.
Oh, yeah. Costco.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yep. You can. Here's a little secret. Get it replaced. They'll give you a good price on a brand new one. But here's another secret. Believe it or not, over there at the same pick-apart wrecking yard, boneyard there, Danny, you're going to find some of those Chevrolets over there with a new windshield put in them.
You can
go buy a used windshield and take it over to Fast Glass and have it put in if you wanted to go used.
Okay.
Well, but I recommend it's going to be cheap putting a new one in. You're good. You know, no chips. That's the better route. You know.
Well, I got a price quote up in Valley County here where they one place quoted me $280 for the whole job, saying it was an hour job. And then I called another place, and they wanted $700, and they said it was a four-hour job. I just
yep.
wondered who's right.
The first one.
That's what I thought.
Yep. Yeah, the first ones, and thank you for pointing that out. Always get a second opinion, huh?
Yep. Yeah, I'm glad I did.
Absolutely.
Well, I didn't like the $700 quotations, and I'm thinking, well, I've had windshields replaced before, and they always, you know, take an hour, you know, but not 4 hours. You know,
Yep, absolutely. And like I say, let me know. Do a follow-up too on if you'd like on
okay.
Fast Class. Let me know what they're saying to you.
Okay.
Because the quality of, you know, just like parts and pieces on our automobiles, windshield prices are different. But no, that's not a four-hour project by any means.
No, I didn't think so.
Yeah. And now let's go talk about price quick. Weather stripping. Maybe the second people quoted you a brand new weather stripping around that windshield where the first place didn't quote the weather stripping. They're using your old 1993 weather stripping.
Yeah.
And now another thing, does it have chrome in it? Some of those weather strippings. Okay, good.
No,
now
I don't think so.
Yeah, just make sure, because if you don't have chrome, a little chrome bead around the weather stripping, you got to let them know, you know, because that's
okay.
going to be more money too. So
on that truck, I got a cab over camper. It's not a real big camper, but it's big enough where I get quite a bit of top sway, you know. And I'm just wondering, maybe up the road, is it a lot better to go to a dually for a cab over camper? Or,
well, yeah, that's yes. But, of course, you're out there wider with this another set of tires.
Yeah.
But there's some drawbacks there, too. You're wider, more money and more cost in tires later, you know.
More gas mileage.
More gas, more brakes, cost more brakes for the big drums back there and all that. But,
yeah.
Airbags are working, Danny. Airbags are working.
Yeah, I got airbags, and I pump them all the way up, and that works pretty good.
Okay, be careful, though, because if they blow, ooh, ouch, one side goes down on you. Have you heard of Boise Spring Works? Okay, here's another thing. This is for everybody. Boise Spring Works, Danny.
Okay.
Just Google Boise Spring Works. They can put a nice set of leaves on the back of that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Danny, I appreciate your call.
All right,
appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Brian.
Yeah, thanks for being a part of Auto World. Appreciate it. Drive safe, motor on, Danny. Sounds like he's up in McCall. Oh, it's beautiful up there. We're going to come back, folks. Ice, $777,000. That's a lot of sevens.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Yes, we've got plenty of fuel in the tank. Absolutely. Still got a lot of electrical plugged in, and of course, I've got hydrogen on the backup here, just in case. I don't ever want to run out of fuel, do you? No. Good to have you along, folks. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. Do a little shout out first off. I didn't get time to Danny from listening to me here, Auto World, on our great Auto World affiliate right here in the Boise, Idaho area, and that's News Talk KBOI AM. Oh, yeah, there we go. Thank you. Shout out, Horn, AM 670, 93.1. And, Danny, I think we fixed your whole entire fleet. I appreciate it. I really do enjoy doing that. And, you've got some miles on all those vehicles. It kind of sounds like you've been everywhere.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Padilla, I'm a killer.
Oh, my gosh, Danny.
I've been to Boston, Charleston.
He's been everywhere. I know why, because he's got all those miles, 150,000 miles. On that first one, on Honda Accord. Talking about miles, folks, 777,000 engines. It's an all-time record. That's right. Right here in the United States of America, in Alabama, the Toyota Alabama announced last week the start of production on its iForce 2.4-liter turbo engine line. Oh, yeah. It's all new for the all-new Tacoma. That's right. It's powered by a previous investment of $222 million. The new line, it furthers Toyota's commitment to what? ICE, internal combustion engines. Powertrains that align with you, your demand. You still want them. The completion of the iForce 2.4-liter turbo engine marks a significant milestone for Toyota in Alabama. 777,000 engines. 2,000 employees. Congratulations, everybody in Alabama. Hey, good work. Good work. Yelling into the silver microphone. But I'm excited about it. It's awesome in Alabama. 777,777. 777,000 engines for Toyota vehicles, manufactured right here in North America. Wowza. It's awesome. It's the iForce 2.4 liter turbo engine, folks. The expansion, more buildings, the investment of $1.5 billion to expand buildings back in 2023, which was just a year ago. This plant achieved record production on that assembly line with that number. Now, what's this engine going to go into? Oh, yeah, well, some Toyota Tundras, Corollas, Corolla Crosses, Tacomas, Highlanders, Siennas, RAV4s. Do I say any more? You know all the models. You probably own one. But do you have a turbocharger under the hood? That might make you just decide to go ahead and trade it off for that iForce 2.4 liter turbo engine in 2024 coming your way. Wow. Congratulations. 2,000 more employees. You guys, all of you have been doing real good. Appreciate it. That's some big time petrol burning there, isn't it? 777,000 engines. And they get good gas mileage. Yeah. Also, though, Toyota, brand new this last week. Toyota continues to be big in its commitment, though, to its carbon-reducing and carbon-neutral products. They have plans to invest more than... Are you sitting down? Okay, sit down. Sit down. Fasten that seatbelt. Here it is. Toyota continues to be big in its commitment, folks, to carbon-reducing and carbon-neutral products. They plan to invest more than $70 billion in vehicle electrification through 2030. $70 billion. It's not going away. Even though they are doing some really good records of 777,000 ICE engines. Wow. Toyota. Been a part of the culture fabric in the United States for more than 65 years. They have nearly, well, almost 1,500 dealerships. Toyota, directly employs more than 49,000 people in the United States of America. I believe we like Toyotas. I think we do. Let's do it. Got to get to this recall here on Auto World on the second hour. It's a recall alert. Recall alert. I don't care if I... When I say recall, folks, that means you need to get it fixed. I know. This is called a recall alert. Ford Explorer. Yes, Ford Explorer is back in the news with a recall alert. Steering and brake problems. What? That's right. Ford tells the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration that the right front lower knuckle to strut fasteners may not have been installed or torqued to specs during assembly. Uh-oh. That's not good. This, my friends, can cause a wheel to slip out of alignment suddenly. And from that point on, there's a brake hose. There's a brake hose right there. If it slips out, the brake hose is rubber. It stretches the rubber hose. The tire grabs it, swings it around, rips it off. You have no brakes. The knuckle or strut, this can cause, the knuckle. Let me see if I can get the mechanic jargon words out of this. Your wheel is mounted to a rotor. That's where the brake caliper is. Now, that rotor is mounted to a spindle slash knuckle. The knuckle then is where the strut comes down. The strut is a shock. Strut comes from the top of the metal body, comes down and mounts to the knuckle. So, the right front lower knuckle to strut fasteners, they were not installed or torqued correctly. They loosen up. Your tire will go, it's called positive camber. and major, oh my gosh, major negative caster. All I'm talking about, you're going to have the top of your tire going way out. It's probably going to take out your fender too. It's going to wipe out. The tires are going to grab the brake line, the rubber brake hose, and you're going with no brakes then, okay? What you're going to notice is tires slipping out of a camber, yes. That means it's going to be steering really hard. Stop, pull over immediately, please. This is a recall alert. That means that, in fact, it will not get fixed for free. But I want you still to do a record to the dealer that your VIN number did go to the dealership for an inspection to see if the fasteners need to be tightened and torqued to the right specs. We do not want improper torque. We want proper torque. They will do that for you for free before it all comes apart on you. No recall has been. It's a recall alert. So I'm alerting you, steering problems and a brake hose line that could come apart on you. What's the year, make, and model? Right now at this point, this is so early in this recall alert, there's only been 118 units. But folks, how many Ford Explorers have been sold in 2023? That's right, that's the year of it. The 2023 Explorer SUV, that's the year. Make and model. Ford Explorer 2023. Get in your dealers, take your VIN number, make sure that you're covered, make sure that you know you have on record that they've inspected it. Even though they come back and say it's torqued correctly and good to go. Fantastic! I know you'll be here next week in the next hour of Auto World. A recall alert. Wow. Okay, third hour, folks. Let me do a little reminder here, a little tease coming up on the third hour. If you do not, your favorite radio station that you're listening to me on right now, give them an email, give them a call, let them know that you'd like to take the third hour. Bother them, please. And they'll probably more than likely take it, because next hour, the legend returns since it was first introduced 66 years ago. I have five legendary mass-produced Hemi engines that were not built by Chrysler. Another recall, a voluntary recall, dyno-tested, 100% hydrogen-powered engine. You can go over to my website, autoworldmedia.com. Podcast. Thanks, folks. Love to have you here. Appreciate you being here. We'll see you on the next hour. Drive safe and motor on. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Oh, I'm bad. I'm
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.